Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Saturday, July 31st. Today on Forbes, marijuana travel is here, and this new cannabis-friendly hotel is leading the way. As more and more states have legalized recreational marijuana use in recent years, there's been a lot of buzz in the travel industry about the future of cannabis vacations and what shape this would take. But like everything else in the world of travel, the global coronavirus pandemic and spread of COVID-19 changed the landscape and slowed everything down. Now, slowly but surely, travel is coming back, and Northern California's Scotia Lodge is front and center as an instant hotspot for those whose travel decisions are influenced by all things cannabis. Taking a page from the trendy farm-to-table playbook, wherein restaurants and hotels take advantage of the surrounding local agricultural specialties, Scotia Lodge is in the epicenter of its growing focus, as the surrounding Humboldt Bay region is currently home to more than 12,000 cannabis farms. Sitting right near the entrance to the famed Avenue of the Giants at Humboldt Redwoods State Park, the hotel itself is a classic, and for a century has been a top choice for visitors coming to see the area's number one attraction, the world's largest trees, the majestic redwoods. Originally built in 1923 as the Mauatuck Hotel, the lodge was a small-scale version of the Grand Resort hotels found in early national parks and served as a stagecoach stop between the Bay Area and Eureka. It later became known as the Scotia Inn, and then in 2018 closed its doors. Humboldt Social, a group that is looking to normalize the connection between cannabis and hospitality, purchased the property and has restored the facilities while preserving its historic integrity, including craftsman-era woodwork and antique clawfoot tubs. Among its other appeals, the hotel is offering on-site cannabis delivery and consumption, beginning in September. The lodge will feature extensive menus in rooms and the main areas, with QR codes to scan for cannabis items from its exclusive Social Nature line. For full coverage, check out Larry Olmsted's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.